Zest is defined as energy and enthusiasm. It sounds great, no? It also leads to the question of how can one obtain zest for their life? I personally believe it begins with one incremental step at a time. That's why a Dash of Zest podcast has been created. I'll spur your thoughts with mini zesty chats that over time will challenge your current thinking, inspire your daily actions, and encourage you to bring your inner zest forward. This will inspire you to begin taking action in your own life. The result? You'll begin showing up with more energy, enthusiasm, and yes, zest within your days, no matter the circumstance. I'm Erica, your host, wife, mom, former international movement teacher, and soon to be empty nester. It's time to unleash your zest. All right, friends, today I have a series of questions for you. And the reason why I'm asking you these questions is because I think they will help to shift your thoughts, current thoughts that you have around yourself and where you show up and where value is for you in your own life. All right. So whatever you may be doing right now, I want you to just pause a little bit and take these questions in, let them wash over you and just see what comes forward for you. Are you ready? Okay. Let the questions begin. What if you took all of your gifts and showered them on yourself first? What if you showed up consistently for yourself like you do for your loved ones? What if you celebrated yourself like you celebrate your children, your spouse, your friends? What if you were patient, kind, and affirming to yourself more often than not? What if you gave yourself all the same love you give to those that are important in your life? How would you feel, and how would that habit impact how you show up for yourself in your day-to-day? Would you take more time for your personal interests, personal growth, and personal hobbies? Could such actions have a positive impact on your most meaningful relationships too? Now, I think this is something worth pondering on, and it's a lot of avenues to it, but just taking one of those questions today and giving some energy towards it, you might find that you are capable of loving yourself while sharing your gifts with those you care about in your life the most. Why give it all away? Why not save a little bit for yourself? So we'll finish with this here. If you haven't been told recently, here is my reminder to you. You are so worthy of being good to yourself and loving yourself fully first. Go celebrate you today. My friend, you are worth it. I appreciate your presence and holding space for my passion of helping women rediscover the essence of who they are meant to be so they may live their life by chosen authenticity. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, and share with someone that could use a little zest in their life today. Keep the good energy going by following me, Erica Bell, on Instagram and LinkedIn at The Zestful Movement. You're invited to sign up for our weekly newsletter that will help you become a part of our zesty crew as you stay connected to the conversations. This will also allow you to gain access to some monthly special offerings created with you in mind. Go to www.thezestfulmovement.com. Until next time, please do keep it zesty.